The Polish-American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish-Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blehart.
Jane Dobrin, welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio. And the entire world can tune in simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or going to the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Well, as we get started today, I ask that you contact family members and friends and invite them to tune in. Then, of course, sit back, relax, and enjoy as we begin with this one. It is by the Easy Tones, and it's called Turn It Up.
Turn it up. Just a little louder. Turn it up, turn it up. It makes me wanna holler. Turn it up, turn it up. No one could be prouder when they sing my favorite song and play a little louder.
The Chev family has brought the old-world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, cabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
Well, welcome once again to our Saturday Variety program on this last Saturday of November. And I first of all hope that all of you had a very enjoyable Thanksgiving and that you enjoyed it with a lot of family and friends. And during this very special time of year, best wishes from Barbara Ilnitska and her family and from all of us in the Blehash family. You know, at this point, we are weeks away from Christmas, another opportunity to share the greatness of this special holiday season with our family and friends. And also, in the December edition of the Polish American News, you will find all the beautiful Polish Christmas traditions outlined, and I'm encouraging all of you to share the information. The newspaper is scheduled to be up on the internet on December the 4th, So kindly share the information with your family and friends. In fact, copy the link, as I often say, and email it around so that people can enjoy this great selection of information and, of course, know all about the great traditions for Christmas. And if you are looking to get something special for a family member or friend, may I encourage you to check out Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts. Now, they have handcrafted items from Poland. You'll be sharing Polish heritage and adding to the beauty of the holiday, where you'll be giving a keepsake item to family and friends. The Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts has two locations. One is in the King of Prussia Mall. That's at 690 West DeKalb Pike, and that's in King of Prussia. And for more information, you can visit their internet site by going to polskapolishpottery.com. That's polskapolishpottery.com. And you can also give them a call at area code 610-256-2306. When you make your purchase, they will send the items directly to your home. Now, they have a second location. That's Polish Pottery Pride, and that's at 29 Wyoming Valley in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And you can give that location a call at area code 570-592-6382. And also visit them on the internet by going to Polish Pottery Pride. They are also located on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Well, it's great to see a lot of people starting to promote the idea of December as National Small Business Month. There's been a lot of radio notices around, and also newspapers are now helping us promote December as National Small Business Month. And of course, I'm asking all of you to help us. Now, for those of you living in Philadelphia, the Northeast Philadelphia papers in all zones of the Northeast Times had a full-page ad and will continue to promote National Small Business Month. And also, there was a big promo in the Metro Philly, and you can access that no matter where you go. It's offered at a number of stores in the Philadelphia area. And you can also visit them online to their digital edition. It's the Metro Philly. Anywhere on the internet, no matter where you live, you can check it out. Just go to metrophiladelphia.com. That's metrophiladelphia.com. And look in the November the 22nd edition, and it will be in additional information issues, along with some other ways to promote National Small Business Month during December. And a special thanks to the individuals who are supporting the full-page ads in the Northeast Times, the Star, and the Metro Philly. And you can also see the National Small Business Month link on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have greetings today for you and yours from our friends and supporters from Wells Fargo Bank. And of course, they are always there to welcome you. You pass by their banking offices, go in and check out what they have to offer. How about we pause now and enjoy this selection? It's called The Girl Who Invented Kissing by Kevin Adams, as we say happy birthday and stolat to Mary Wiśniewski from her husband Bill, to Anna Piotrowicz from her husband Hank, to Diane Zaleski from her husband Andy, to Marianne Smith from her husband Leo, and we'll also send this one out for all the ladies in our audience that are celebrating a birthday this week. Sit back, relax, and enjoy, because this is for the girls who invented kissing.
Kissing, I don't recall her name, but I do believe that girl, she'd sit high in the Hall of Fame. She taught the fellas how to smooch instead of holding hands, and show
like in foreign land until she came along. Just think what we were missing. That's why today I'm shouting hooray for the girl who invented kissing. But if I had my way, the only thing I'm wishing is to make a date and stay out late with the girl who invented kissing. Invented lights, Bell the telephone, Lee Ferguson found America, their names are all well known. She patented her kiss afar, how to kiss goodnight. On every kind of hug and kiss, she holds the copyright. Until she came along, this world had something missing. And I'm telling you, there was nothing to do to that girl invented kissing. But if I had my way, the only thing I'm wishing is to make a date and stay out late with the girl who invented kissing.
Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
Well, I would like to say thanks again to all of you that have been promoting November as American Made Month. And it certainly has been helping people focus on supporting America's manufacturers, the Made in America label, and also American workers, which is really something very important to all of us because it represents all of our family, friends, neighbors. And thank you for doing all that you did during November. The whole idea of the November event was to get people to look for more things that are made in America, look at the back of cards, look at all the items that you purchase, and of course, give first preference to things made in America, and also to talk to the people at the stores to help make sure that the focus of those people was on the American Made movement as well. Now, on December the 1st, we will begin another effort to promote American Made. And of course, it's going to be December as National Small Business Month. Of course, we're urging everyone to go in and support their local businesses. And also, while you're in there, start looking for those American Made items, because as you hear and you see, more and more is being made here in the United States of America, and that's what it's really all about. But we need those businesses to stay in business, so your participation, especially at this time of year, is very, very important. And with that in mind, I have this special message.
During December, National Small Business Month, and throughout the year, American Workers Radio is encouraging everyone to shop at your local stores and in the process keep stores vibrant and American workers employed. Small businesses employ over 60 million Americans and benefit our local communities and America's economy. For more information, visit AmericanWorkersRadio.com or NationalSmallBusinessMonth.com.
And I would also like to offer greetings to you and yours from everyone from William Penn Bank. They have many locations. However, their location in the well-known Port Richmond area is at 2701 East Allegheny Avenue. That's on the corner of Edgemont and Allegheny Avenue. And they encourage you to stop by and check out the services that they offer. And for more information, you can visit them on the internet by going to williampenn.bank. That's williampenn.bank. And you can also give them a call at 215-427-3500. Whenever you stop by any of our promoters, make sure you let them know that you hear about them here on our broadcasts. Well, also, Union Roofing is there to serve you if you live in southeastern Pennsylvania or southern Jersey. For more information, may I encourage you to visit their internet site by going to unionroofing.net. That's unionroofing.net. And of course, you can give them a call at area code 215-464-6425. They are also located in the Polish American News with their promo and on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And also special greetings for this time of year from everyone from the Ammons Family ShopRite, from Anijic Fuels Incorporated, from Helen Cizio, from Richard Gostowicz, from Eugene and Marie Mattioni, from the Polish American Heritage Association, the Maniunk Roxborough Area Philadelphia Group, from the Polish American Journal, from the Polish National Alliance, from the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, and also from Sławiński's Funeral Home, and from William Penn Bank. And also from everyone involved with the Polish American Cultural Center Museum there at 308 Walnut Street, open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. and admission is free. And for more information about everything that's taking place there at the Polish American Cultural Center Museum, visit their internet site by going to PolishAmericanCenter.com. And today I also have greetings from our friends and supporters at the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. As you know, this is a national bank, so no matter where you live, and especially if you do banking online, you can deal with the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. You can visit their internet site at psfcu.com for locations and services available all over the USA. That address is psfcu.com. That stands for Polish Slavic Federal Credit Union. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But first, I have a request for I Want to Dance with You by Big Daddy Laczkowski. As we say, happy wedding anniversary to Marek and Jean Rutkowski. We'll also send this one out for the wedding anniversary of Helen and Joseph Riker, for Joanna and Michael Jankowski, for Martha and Jack Zyko, for Teresa and Jan Januszewicz, and for Mary and Ed Znianczak. For all of them and all the ladies and gentlemen in our audience celebrating a wedding anniversary, let's enjoy this one by Big Daddy Laczkowski.
Ah! I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. I just wanna dance with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, everyone involved with the Buy American Made campaign extends a special thank you to the individuals, organizations, radio broadcasts, news media, and businesses that helped promote November as American Made Month. This effort encouraged businesses to highlight products made and assembled in the United States and encouraged America's consumers to support American workers and the businesses employing them. During the entire month of December, American Workers Radio and small business associations will be promoting December as National Small Business Month. There are millions of small businesses serving customers all over the United States, and during December, as people celebrate various holiday events and purchase gifts for family and friends, it's important for America's customers to go out of their way to shop at local small businesses. Our December National Small Business Month effort will promote America's small businesses that help employ more than 60 million Americans, and 70% of every dollar spent at local businesses is recirculated in our own local economies. Shopping at small businesses helps us in many ways. Local businesses remain open and able to keep people employed. Local delivery and marketing services continue to be utilized. Local as well as federal and state taxes are collected through the payroll and business tax system and used to support local, state, and federal government services. This month-long event helps American-based businesses and local services provide jobs for their workers and maintain their own business. And of course, your spreading the word to your family and friends has been very important. There is a special link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. You can also visit NationalSmallBusinessMonth.com. It has a poster that highlights this effort and a brief audio message. Your comments and suggestions are always welcome. Email them to michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, there are a number of radio broadcasters that pick up my weekly commentary and play it during their public service time. And we certainly appreciate all of their efforts and thank them very much for what they're doing to help our communities all over the USA. I only wish that more elected people and all would get involved in this, because that would help this move along. I mean, they are paid to do a job, and I'd like to see them make jobs for more of our people so things would be much better off in this country. Now, as you know, we also promote National Small Business Weekend, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. Well, in December, this new project over the last few years is making National Small Business a National Small Business Month. So we're asking all of you to go out of your way to speak up where you shop and, of course, ask for American-made products, but do support the businesses. I know that you're going to find a lot of things that are foreign-made, but as we're working to the goal of getting more things here done in the USA, this will certainly help us make that possible. So speak up, ask for American-made where you shop, and, of course, support your local businesses, because as I said, they employ more than 60 million Americans all over the USA. So I'd like to encourage you to tune in to our Wednesday broadcast again this Wednesday, November the 29th. And I ask that you spread the word to family and friends and invite them to tune in. Wherever they are, they can tune in on our internet site by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And when you go there, just click on the Listen Anytime link and the broadcast will come up. You'll be able to listen to not only that particular week's broadcast, but other former broadcasts that were on our American Workers Radio program. And do check out all of the links on that site, because there's a lot of interesting links on there. And spread the word to everybody that you can that their help is needed. And, you know, there's a lot of things that have to happen in the United States if we're going to get more jobs back here, more skilled labor. We're going to have to talk more, we're going to have to act more, and we're going to have to let the political people, the business people, and the workers know that we have to stick together for action. I would like to say a special thank you to Larkin Conley, Mark Andel, Bruce Bassett Powell, and our engineer Henry Chaplinsky, who join me each week in promoting all the goodness during our broadcast. You can hear, you know, editions right from the front page, and also read the commentaries that I send out to all the newspapers and the radio broadcasts. And I want to once again say thank you to all of them for what they're doing to help us make things change. And now for all of you, I'd like to send out this special selection. It's called the USA Obedek, and it's by Bob Zielinski's band.
Wagner, he's like, now Wagner, he's like, now Wagner, baby. Szczecinie, pięknie, ładne, jak maliny.
Ładna idzie, na ładna idzie, na ładna piękna Ameryka.
And that's without question, Ładna I Piękna Ameryka. Well, you are tuned into the Saturday Variety program serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware, 7 days a week here on 860 AM. I'm Michael Bliash, your Saturday and Wednesday host, and I ask that you spread the word about all of our broadcasts here on 860. And of course, our program schedule is the same, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 12 noon. On Monday and Tuesday, enjoy hostess Barbara Ilnitska in the Polish language. On Wednesday, I'm here for another edition of American Workers Radio. On Thursday, tune in at 11 for Barbara. And at 11:45, it is the Pauline Fathers Radio broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And then on Fridays at 11, Barbara is back. And every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune in here for our Saturday Variety program. And I thank you for spreading the word. You can check it out by going to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or from the links on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And on Sundays, tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon with hostess Barbara Ilnitska, followed by Polonia Today with hostess Debbie Majka. Now, if you have a special event coming up in the family and you'd like to have it mentioned here during our Saturday broadcast, just send me a brief note to the Polish American Radio Program Office. That's at 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA 19106. Mark that to the attention of greeting, and I'll certainly do my very best to have it done for you on the appropriate Saturday. Now, the December edition of the Polish American News will be available as of December the 4th on the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And I'm asking that you spread the word to family and friends and invite them to read the edition of the newspaper online. In the December Polish American News, you'll see community events listed, historic reflections, information about Polish-American social services, the Polish-American Cultural Center, museum, and a lot more. And the digital online edition has really grown. It's almost quadrupled its size of readership in the last few years, and you're asked to share that because there's historic reflections and so much more that encourages people to be proud of their heritage. And if you would like to see past editions, they're also linked there on the top of the page. Just go to past editions and you will be able to see them. Click on the archives link and you will go directly to the archive pages. And that during this special time of year, I have greetings to all of you from all of us in the Blihash family, from Caroline Cieszelka, from everyone from Czerwiec Kielbasy, from the Honorable Bernice Sobin DeAngelis, from John and Mary Alice Groch, from the Gruszewski and Schaller families, from Richard and Dorothy Klimek, from Kazimir Kowalski, from John and Cynthia Krakowiak and family, from Richard Krzyżanowski Esquire, from Lech Waste Removal Services, from the Pauline Fathers and Brothers of the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, from Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts, from Port Richmond Savings, from Rivers Casino, from Teresa Romanowski, from Sandra Tomaszewski, from the Tomaszewski Funeral Home, and also from Union Roofing, as well as from Joseph Valunas, Wells Fargo Bank, and WSFS Bank. All of them wish you a very enjoyable holiday season. And also may I encourage you to check out the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com, where you'll see not only the Polish American news, but you'll find all of our radio broadcasts linked to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and of course, ways to plan your visit to historic Philadelphia. If you have a happy birthday coming up, well, the words and the music for Stolat is also there on the front page. And also, I have greetings to you and yours from Port Richmond Savings. They are one of the last standalone community banks in Port Richmond. You can check them out by stopping at 2522 East Allegheny Avenue. That's in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia. You can also visit them on the internet by going to prsbank.com. That's prsbank.com. And you can also give them a call at 215-634-7000 whenever you stop by or call any of our advertisers. Make sure you let them know that you hear about them during our radio broadcast and see their promos in the Polish American news. Well, believe it or not, coming up very shortly is going to be a special event that is celebrated in the Polish American community and also with Polonia all over the USA. That is on December the 6th. Święty Mikołaj visits the home of the people, and he's dressed in his bishop's robes. And of course, that is a part of history, but I encourage you to set some time aside to call family, get the children and neighbors and all to celebrate this special event. Give them a little candy, as Święty Mikołaj did. And for more information about this event, a special event, you'll be able to see it outlined in the Polish American News, the December edition, which will be up on the internet site of PolishAmericanCenter.com as of Monday. Well, time now to say happy birthday in Stolat to Michael Sadowski from his wife Ellen, to John Gleason from his wife Eileen, to Edward Gwiazda from his wife Rose, and we'll also send this one out. It is the Beer Party Polka by the Polish Kid. We'll send it out for all of you that are celebrating a birthday this week, especially all the men in our audience, with best wishes to all of you and Stolat. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I always say that sports unites people. And of course, this past Monday, we had a great win by the Philadelphia Eagles, and we're looking for a great win tomorrow in the city of Philadelphia, as the Eagles will be doing their very best. And as we do our very best to cheer for them, I'm going to play this selection. And it was performed by Wojtek Holender, Henry Czaplinski, Richard Klimek, Uriah Muskal, and myself. I hope that you sit back, relax, and enjoy. And people have been asking me, can they send it around and to their family and friends? The answer is absolutely.
Strike up the music and join in the fun. Time for the Eagles polka. Grab a partner and shout it out loud. Join in the Eagles polka. The Eagles from Philly, they're number one. Strike up the Eagles polka, 'cause everybody has the mania for the Eagles from Pennsylvania. Fly, Eagles, fly, you are the very best. Fly, Eagles, fly, you stand out from all the rest. Share the spirit, the Eagles are number one. It's time to spread good cheer, 'cause everyone is here to cheer for Philly's Eagles.
You know, that's a good suggestion. Time to spread good cheer. Wow, it's really good cheer when your team wins. And of course, that's the way it is. There's only one winner in a game. So best wishes today from Mr. James Robaczewski and all of the members of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, marking their 150th anniversary this year. It's really been a great occasion. And I will have a link in the December edition of the Polish American News to the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America internet site. And you can go on that site and read their newspaper, Naród Polski, because they are a very special organization offering life insurance plans, annuities, paternal benefits, and so much more for 150 years. This is a national organization. Its main headquarters is in Chicago. And for more information, check them out on the internet by going to prcua.org. That's prcua.org. Or you can call their main telephone number, their 800 number, at 1-800-772-8632. Give them a call during regular business hours. And now, best wishes to you and yours from Danuta Dobrowolski, from Friends of Polonia, from Michael and Karen Hrabowski, from Diane Muchowski-Labruno, from Judy and Tony Leisure, from the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, from the Polish National Alliance, Group 714, and also from Joe and Irene Pomager. And also from everyone from the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia. For more information about all the events taking place there at the Associated Polish Home in Philadelphia, visit their internet site by going to polishhome.com. And today I also have greetings to you and yours from our friends and supporters at WSFS Bank. That's WSFS Bank. They stand for service. Visit them on the internet by going to WSFS Bank. And also, I would like to remind all of you that coming up so quickly, wow, is December as National Small Business Month. And remember, you can find out all the information about this from the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And there's also a link on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And now I have this special message.
During December, National Small Business Month, and throughout the year,
American Workers Radio is encouraging everyone to shop at your local stores and in the process keep stores vibrant and American workers employed. Small businesses employ over 60 million Americans and benefit our local communities and America's economy. For more information, visit AmericanWorkersRadio.com or NationalSmallBusinessMonth.com.
And I would like to also extend best wishes to you and yours from the Ammons family, and they have two shop rights in Philadelphia. One is located at 5597 Tulip Street, and that's in the Bridesburg section. The other is at 3745 Armingo Avenue, also in that Bridesburg section area. Do stop by their shop rights, and of course, we're very grateful for their support of our broadcast and community events. Also, best wishes from Rivers Casino, located at 1001 North Delaware Avenue in Philadelphia. For more information about what's taking place at Rivers Casino, visit riverscasino.com. And if you're looking for flowers for any special occasion, remember Bee Flowers is there to welcome you. They're located at 2637 East Allegheny Avenue in Philadelphia. And for more information, visit them on the internet by going to www.bee-flowers.com. That's bee-flowers.com. And also, the Pauline Fathers and Brothers of the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, wish you and yours the very best. For more information about everything taking place there at the National Shrine of Częstochowa, visit them on the internet by going to polishshrine.com. And also best wishes from Helen Cizio and members of PAHA, the Polish American Heritage Association, from the Manayunk and Roxborough area, as well as from Pat Kwoka and members of PAHA, the Polish American Heritage Association of Camden County. Check them out on the internet by going to pahacamdencounty.com. Well, I would like to now pause and enjoy this selection. It is Come Share the Wine and is by Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra.
The streets were dark and the night was cold, and yet I'd walk alone. I saw the lights of a cozy place with lanterns all aglow. Somebody cried, "Don't wait outside, come say hello." The people there, they were singing songs I knew when I was young. From the jukebox I heard the sounds I needed to recall. I sang along with every song, I knew them all. Come share the wine, no one is a stranger here, they're your friends and mine. Everyone's your brother, we're a long way from home. Not so easy to feel at home when home's so far away. When all the longing, all the wanting is for yesterday. You've made me find some peace of mind, I'd like to stay. The world seems colder when you're a stranger from a foreign land. Someone cares and that they understand.
many a tear would disappear if we joined hands. Can't share the wine. No, it is a stranger here. They're your friends and mine. Everyone's your brother. We're a long way from home, and we need each other. Have no fear. You're welcome here. Can't share the wine. It's so nice and warm in here. We're happy and kind. We can understand that you're a long way from home, but we have each other. Have no fear. You'll like it here.
Well, I have greetings today from everyone from Republic Bank, and they are proud to serve its customers and welcome everyone to bank with them. For more information about their locations, visit republicbank.com. That's republicbank.com. And Polish American Social Services is alerting everyone about the property tax rebate program in the state of Pennsylvania. It has been extended until December the 31st, and also about the Pennsylvania LIHEAP, the fuel rebate program. They are outlined on the front page of Polish American Center, the link for Polish American Social Services, or you can go direct to United Social Services, where you will find all of that information available. Remember, it has been extended for the property tax until December the 31st, and LIHEAP just opened, so we'll be talking about that next week. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, it's been a very busy day today, and I want to close off our broadcast as we continue to celebrate the holiday weekend, and boy, is it getting close to Christmas. As we do all that, I want to tell you, time does move very quickly, and this selection by the Matur Singers says it all. Until this Wednesday at 11 a.m. here on 860, or next Saturday, I wish you and yours, Dovidzenia I Przyjemnego Weekendu.